to it. Glad to have you on board on a Monday. Trump is in the Philippines. More is still more, actually. John McCain, affair allegations. We'll get to that. The Republican tax reform, the Spartan collapse, and $50 million for Roger Goodell. Well, that's quite an upgrade now, isn't it, Rog? We'll talk about all of that straight ahead this day, this Monday. But you're going to have to get dressed first. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Monday. Glad to have you here. You know, so many places to start. I'm going to start with this, though. As the scandal in Alabama continues to linger, allegations of sexual impropriety leveled against Senate candidate Roy Moore, the judge there, the former Supreme Court justice. These allegations suddenly appear after, you know, Roy Moore gets the nomination 38 years on. 38 years after these things allegedly happened, he's accused. Now, this is not a guy that's lived in a closet. This guy who's been very public, very much out there, tossed off the Alabama Supreme Court twice, and yet here we are, expected to believe these bombshell allegations from the Washington Post. Well, the Washington Post apparently was able to connect four women who didn't know each other, all in their 50s or 60s now, who were all allegedly, pursued, one even apparently molested, according to the accusation by Judge Roy Moore. And yet there's nobody else, no pattern here. I mean, you look at Bill Cosby, you look at Harvey Weinstein, you look at Bill Clinton, you look at all of them. There's a pattern that goes over decades. But this apparently all happened in one specific time period, 1979. Nobody else has come forward, at least not yet. Wait till we get closer to the election. We know that Mitch McConnell spent $8 million trying to get Luther Strange reelected to the U.S. Senate. That didn't work. Now you see people like John McCain coming out and attacking, you know, within an hour. Within an hour, there's Mitch McConnell and John McCain going after Roy Moore last week. Now, isn't it interesting? Let me read from you something here. The New York Times today reporting that John McCain's top advisors became convinced he was having a romantic affair with a 40-year-old Vicky Eisman during her first White House campaign. It said Eisman had been showing up at fundraising events with McCain, visiting his offices, accompanying him on the client's corporate jet. Top advisors ordered McCain's staff to privately warn off Eisman and to block her access. When media reports surfaced that McCain had written to government regulators on behalf of Eisman's clients, McCain's aides feared attention would fall on her involvement, but the married McCain and Eisman have both denied having a romantic relationship. This is front page news, by the way. February 2008. You see, allegations, just because they're leveled, does that make them true, Senator? Were they true when allegations were leveled at you, Senator, by the New York Times? That's my question, sir. It bothers me when you have this bunch of people jumping on the bandwagon to attack somebody when something this old, and I don't know the veracity of these claims. What I'm saying is this: when allegations are nearly 40 years old, they smell badly. They don't smell any better after the weekend. They still smell badly. Now a new poll finds that 37% of evangelicals say these allegations against Moore in Alabama make them more likely to vote for him. More likely, 37%. 28% said the allegations made them less likely to vote. So a 9-point plus side for Roy Moore. Can he win this? I don't know. But he's still in this thing, that's for sure, and not going anywhere. Not anytime soon. He's going to fight it out to the bitter end. The question is, who wins and who loses? Now, if you look at the makeup of the United States Senate, clearly the Republicans need that vote. But let's put this out there for a second. Let's say that it's true. For the sake of argument, let's say that it's true. You need that vote, but how far are you willing to go for it? Are you willing to just, you know, look the other way? Are you willing to say, well, you know, he did these things, but we need that vote. We need tax reform. We need this. We need that. Are you willing to go that far? Or would you say it's time for him to step down? Me personally, I'd say it's time for him to step down if it were true, but there's no way to arrive at a conclusion is my point. I don't know there's any way to arrive at a conclusion. Now, many senators, Mike Lee, who I respect, and others, have withdrawn their support for Roy Moore. But Mark Levin came to the same conclusion that I did. You look at this and you go, well, how do you come to a conclusion? And how do you look at the fact that the Washington Post magically, with one tip, was somehow able to connect to four women that didn't know each other, that had several allegations, none of which had come out in 38 years. None of these allegations had come out in 38 years, but magically, the Washington Post, within a short period of time, was able to put it all together. And then instantly, Mitch McConnell responds, John McCain responds, other Republicans respond. It's time for Roy Moore to get out. If I'm a voter, you have to show me more than just an allegation. I don't think a person's life and career should be ruined over an allegation. Now, if it's true, he should go, I agree. But I need more. No pun intended. I need more to prove to me that this man has crossed that line. If the man was 32 years old and he was groping a 14-year-old, yes, that's out of bounds. That part I would agree with. The 17 and 18-year-olds, well, like I said before, it's in bad taste and bad form. But those women said they were never touched. Pursuing somebody, calling somebody on the phone, bad taste, bad form. But when rebuffed, he went away. Okay, so what do you make of that 40 years on? Okay, he was trying to go out with an 18-year-old. He was 32. Poor form. Shouldn't have done that. Disqualifying? I don't think so. Disqualifying to go after somebody who's 18 when they're 30 or 32, I don't think that that's disqualifying. What say you? I'll take a couple of calls on it. I don't mind. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. I am surprised, though, that evangelicals willing to support Roy Moore even more now. Pretty interesting, isn't it? The hotline number, 888-900-9966. I'll take your comments on it. It settled over the weekend. We'll talk about it. Plus snow over the weekend, plus a pummeling. Michigan State pummeled by the Buckeyes. That was ugly. 48-3. The Spartans have tumbled in the national rankings. Taking just a pounding. Yes, sir, they have. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it, my friends. We got a lot to talk about. Sit tight.